Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone and later on the recording and also in the radio, Sabbath blessing everyone on this blessed Sabbath, April 15, 2017. This is lesson 226, chapter 49, entitled At the Feast of Tabernacles. Our opening song is a scripture song taken from the book of Psalms, 100 verses 1 through 4, and we also have a little section for memory verse.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
And for memory verse, it is he that has made us and not we ourselves.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be everyone. Thank you for praying with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture for our study today is taken from Psalms 106, verse 1 from the King James Version, and it read, Praise ye the Lord, or give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled At the Feast of Tabernacle in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Exodus 23:14, King James Version. Sabbath blessing, everyone. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Leviticus 23:24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, in the first day of the month, ye shall have Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpet and the holy congregation. Amen.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Good morning. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27. Also on the tenth day of this seventh month, here shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be the feast of the tabernacles, 47 days unto the Lord.
Leviticus 23:42. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that is large born shall dwell in booths.
Leviticus 23:43. Let your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. And the last verse, Psalms 122:2. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 447 through 448. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 447, blah, blah, blah.
3 times a year, the Jews were required to assemble at Jerusalem for religious purposes. Enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, Israel's invisible leader had given the direction in regards to these gatherings. During the captivity of the Jews, they could not be observed, but when the people were, pardon me, getting to the other side of the screen. When the people were restored to their own land, the observance of these memorials was once more begun. Next slide, please. It was God's design that these anniversaries should call him to the minds of the people. But with the few exceptions, the priests and the leaders of the nation had lost sight of this purpose. He who had ordained these national assembles and understood their significance witnessed their perversion. Desire of Ages, page 47, paragraph 1. And on the side of the screen at the bottom, it says here, these feasts of unleavened bread, these feasts of weeks, these the feasts of the tabernacle. Above it, it says, feast of the Lord, the only true beauty comes from a life fully surrendered to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How many times were the Jews required to assemble at Jerusalem for religious purposes? And what purpose did God design these anniversaries to do for his people? And what did God witness at these national assemblies was seen by the priests and leaders of the nation? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, blah, blah, blah.
3 times a year, it was God's design that these anniversaries should call him to the minds of the people. And the priests and the leaders of the nation had lost sight of this purpose. He who had ordained these national assemblies had understood their significance, witnessed their perversion.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. The Lord. Let us continue in our study. Welcome to all the precious brethren that are joining us at this very moment. We are in Desire of Ages, page 447.
Desire of Ages, page 447. The Feast of Tabernacles was the closing gathering of the year. It was God's design that at this time the people should reflect on his goodness and mercy. The whole land had been under his guidance, receiving his blessing. Day and night his watch care had continued. The sun and rain had caused the earth to produce her fruits. From the valleys and plains of Palestine, the harvest had been gathered. The olive berries had been picked and the precious oil stored.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What was the purpose for the Feast of Tabernacles, and what instruction did the Lord give his people to it? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the Feast of Tabernacles was the closing gathering of the year. It was God's design that at this time the people should reflect on his goodness and mercy, and the whole land had been under his guidance, receiving his blessings day and night. His watch care had continued.
The Star of Ages, page 447. The feast continued for 7 days, and for its celebration, the inhabitants of Palestine, with many from other lands, left their homes and came to Jerusalem. From far and near, the people came, bringing in their hands a token of rejoicing. Old and young, rich and poor, all brought some gift as a tribute of thanksgiving to him who had crowned the year with his goodness and made his paths drop fatness. Everything that could please the eye and give expression to the universal joy was brought from the woods. The city bore the appearance of a beautiful forest. That's from the Star of Ages, 448, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What other important lesson was this feast known to be teaching? And what was it to be a memorial of to them to teach and keep? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The feast was not only the harvest thanksgiving, but the memorial of God's protecting care over Israel in the wilderness. In commemoration of their tent life, the Israelites during the feast dwelt in booths or tabernacle of green boughs.
Sabbath lessons, everyone. The Star of Ages, page 448. The feast was not only the harvest thanksgiving, but the memorial of God's protecting care over Israel in the wilderness. In commemoration of their tent life, the Israelites during the feast dwelt in booths or tabernacles of green boughs. These were erected in the streets, in the courts of the temple, or on the housetops. The hills and valleys surrounding Jerusalem were also dotted with these leafy dwellings and seemed to be alive with people. Desire of Ages, page 448, paragraph 2.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, how did the worshippers celebrate in occasion of the Feast of Tabernacles? And what other feasts came a little before this feast? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is with sacred song and thanksgiving, the way was prepared for the rejoicing of the feast. The multitude of worshippers, waving their branches of palm and myrtle, took up the strain and echoed the chorus, and again the melody was caught up by voices near and afar. So the answer.
In continuing the reading, with sacred song and thanksgiving, the worshippers celebrated this occasion. A little before the feast was the Day of Atonement, when, after confession of their sins, the people were declared to be at peace with heaven. Thus the way was prepared for the rejoicing of the feast. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endured forever. Psalm 106, verse 1. Rose triumphantly, while all kind of music mingled with shouts of Hosanna accompanied the united singing. And on the slide it says, Day of Atonement is Tishri 10, and Feast of the Tabernacles is Tishri 15, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, King James Version, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. And it says there, another repeat of Psalm 106, verse 1, Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
This three, in for all time, is considered the month of October, okay? I'm just going to continue reading, dear Sister Cece. I will pop down.
The temple was the center of the universal joy. Here the pomp of the sacrificial ceremonies. Here ranged on either side of the white marble steps of the sacred building, the choir of Levites led the service of song. The multitude of worshippers, waving their branches of palm and myrtle, took up the strain and echoed the chorus, and again the melody was caught up by voices near and afar off, till the circling hills were vocal with praise. Amen. What a thought. Desire of Ages, page 448, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 448. At night, the temple and its court blazed with artificial light. The music, the waving of palm branches, the glad hosannas, the great concourse of people over whom the lights streamed from the hanging lamps, the array of the priest and the majesty of the ceremonies combined to make a scene that deeply impressed the beholders. But the most impressive ceremony of the feast, one that called forth greatest rejoicing, was one commemorating an event in the wilderness sojourn. Desire of Ages, page 448, paragraph 4.
Question, boys and girls. What brought about scenes that deeply impressed the beholders this night in the temple and its court? And what was the most impressive of the feast ceremonies, if you know the answer to the question, dear one? Babala.
The answer is the waving of palm branches, the glad hosannas, the great concourse of people over whom the light streamed from the hanging lamps, the array of the priests and the majesty of the ceremonies combined, and one commemorating an event the wilderness sojourn.
And continuing, at the first dawn of day, the priests sounded a long, shrill blast upon their silver trumpets, and the answering trumpets and the glad shouts of the people from their booths echoing over the hill and valley welcomed the festal day. Then the priests dipped from the flowing waters of the Kedron a flagon of water and lifting it on high, while the trumpets were sounding, he ascended the broad steps of the temple, keeping time with the music with slow and measured tread, chanting meanwhile, "Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem." Psalm chapter 122, verse 2. Desire of Ages, page 448, paragraph 5.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What happened at the first dawn of day? And what did the priest chant while he ascended the board steps of the temple, keeping time with the music with slow and measured tread? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The priest
sounded
a
long
shrill blast
upon your silver
trumpets
and chanting
meanwhile
our
feet
shall
stand
within
thy gates,
O Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms. This song is chapter 122.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. shall stand in thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is to live, the city that is coming together. Will it cries the one that cries of Elona to the testimony of Israel. To give thanks unto the name of the Lord. To give thanks unto the name of the Lord. When there are sin from the judgment that falls on the house of David, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall foster the living. Peace be within thy walls and
prosperity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we had come to the ending of the first section of the Sabbath.
Well, provided the internet holds up, it's story time for April 50th, 2017. In Positive Self-Control is the name of our piece today. He was impressed. No, he was oppressed. He was afflicted. Jesus had trials, yet he opened his plain. He brought her to see before she.
Got that bubble up over there?
Over there, over there, over there, over there.
Okay, now let's see if I can continue. One class have come up without self-control. They do not know how to behave. They have no bridle, the temper or the tongue. A bridle is what you put in a horse's mouth to make him do what you want. It is to control the horse. And some of those claim to be Christ's followers, but they are not. Jesus has set them no such example. Some are nervous, and if they begin to lose self-control in word or spirit under provocation or trial, they are as much intoxicated or drunk with wrath as the inebriate or drunkard is with his, let's see if I can cut your sound and I'll try mine here. Some are nervous, and if they begin to lose self-control in word or spirit under provocation or trial, they are as much intoxicated or drunk with the wrath as the inebriate or the drunkard is with his liquor. They are unreasonable. You can't reason with them. They're not easily persuaded again or convinced. That means they can't. Of this class, there is no one to make you angry. It's the devil inside that does it. Ask Jesus to remove him. But Satan knows where to find these poor souls and will assail or tempt them in their weak points again and again. And you will be happier. They will be continually to wrestle for the supremacy when you stop wanting to always be first. And the heart is worked by the Holy Spirit. The soul lies perfectly passive. You are calm. And then the image of God is mirrored upon your heart. Sons and Daughters of God, page 142. In our verse again, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Jesus had trials. Yet he opened not his mouth. He did not complain. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth.
Isaiah 53:7. Thank you for putting up with my poor internet and for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God that we were able to go through it. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled At the Feast of Tabernacle in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mummies and daddies, would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
If we go and kneel and bow our heads and our hearts, our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to break this up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without your knowing. We thank you for having this blessed study. Let us be able to have the lessons that we have learned in our hearts and our minds. I pray you may be able to help me to fix the computer so be able to speak, you know, speak up once more. Let us be able to always remember that you can be able to help us in all of our troubles. Let us be able to be strong, brave, and courageous. Let us be able to also be grateful for whatever you've given us. And look at Lord God, and looking forward to being with you and you in the way you promised us. And let us always have our eyes open that we may behold the wondrous things that we are. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. So next week, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled At the Feast of Tabernacle in our storybook, Desire of Ages. And that will be held, dear ones, on April 22nd, 2017. We will continue with part two. We have also made up activities for the whole family to enjoy. And my apologies, dear one, for the slide swish. I will be able to put them back in proper place and resend them by God's grace. I hope and pray that you were blessed and forgive us for our internet and for the little difficulties. But praise God that you are able to receive the message and also in your spare time go over it with your children. God bless each and every one of you. May you have a blessed Sabbath.